Maritime Service Training Station at Catalina Island, California, the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Chase and Sanborn program, starring Francis Langford with Spike Jones, the City Slickers, Tony Romano, and I'm Ken Carpenter. And here's Francis.
Man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll sing along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. How I'd cry if you got time and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but darling, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd sigh if you got time.
We're coming to you from the United States Maritime Service Training Station on Catalina Island, 20 miles off the coast of Southern California. A group of convalescing men from Santa Ana Army Air Base are here, too, visiting the men who are going to bring our prisoners of war back home and all our fighting forces and their mountains of equipment. The war jobs of the men in the Maritime Service will go on for months and months. Their training has actually been intensified, and I think we should all salute them. And, of course, Ken, Spike, Tony, and I are mighty proud of the reception they gave us. Aren't we, Spike?
Absolutely, Francis, but some of the boys even wanted to give you a real formal welcome. You know, the way an admiral is piped ashore.
Well, I'm glad they didn't, Spike, but how did you find out?
Well, I heard one of the guys say, "Wow, pipe that blonde."
That's my favorite salute.
Say, Francis, did you hear how they celebrated Surrender Day around here?
No, Ken, but I bet it was quite a thing. How did they?
Well, did you see the St. Catherine Hotel on the north side of the island?
Yes.
It used to be on the south side.
Well, now that they've stopped making all the war equipment the Maritime Service used to take overseas, I can hardly wait for those wonderful new gadgets they've been promising us.
Yeah, neither can I. What I want is one of those new all-plastic cars.
Why are you so anxious to have a plastic car?
Well, even when a plastic car gets banged up, you won't have to take it to a mechanic.
Who do you take it to?
A plastic surgeon.
Well, the thing I'm interested in is television.
Oh, so am I, Spike. Just think, in laboratories all over the country, the greatest scientists in the world have been pooling their knowledge and putting all their energies to work against the elements. And now television is almost perfected after 20 years.
And now people can hear me play and see me, too.
Well, there's 20 years shot down the drain.
Well, kid, maybe we can make Spike get it all out of his system before television comes around. Ladies and gentlemen, Spike Jones and his City Slickers with Del Porter singing their negative version of No, No, Nora.
Apartment above me, there is the lovingest pair. I don't know what she has to be jealous of. She has a face that just a mother could love. And still I know she's always worried some girl will steal her man away. She's always asking, is there somebody else? I guess it's just to hear him say, oh, no, no, Nora, nobody but you, dear. You know, Nora, you're truly as true, dear. When you accuse me of flirting, I wouldn't, I couldn't, I love you so. I have chances too many to mention, but I don't give them any attention. I wouldn't trade you for a headache. No, no, Nora, no, no. I see eyes that are full of affection, but I look in another direction. And do I like other girlies? No, no, Nora, not much, Nora. No, no, Nora, no, no, no.
People everywhere are finding an amazing new wealth of pleasure in coffee. It's double enjoyment, and it's yours just as easily as not. To get your full share of extra satisfaction from coffee all summer long, have iced coffee in mind when you buy. Get Chase and Sanborn coffee, the kind with more flavor in every drop. More people have taken advantage of that opportunity in the past year than ever before in our history. So naturally, more people are enjoying iced Chase and Sanborn this summer than at any time in the past. Because flavor is the making of truly delicious iced coffee. You want all the flavor you can get to combine the virtues of coffee itself with cooling, delightful refreshment. That's the big feature of iced Chase and Sanborn that makes it the king of all summer drinks. It's not only tops as a cooler offer, it's superb coffee at the same time. So get out the tallest glasses in the house and really fill them with flavor. Ask your grocer for richer, more flavorful Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Vincent Newman's great tunes for a medley this evening. Tony starts us off, and the City Slickers and I won't be far behind. And now, here's Tony.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky, if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's because I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Of all of Benson Newman's songs, I think I'll always like this one the best.
Time on my hand, in my arms, nothing but love in view.
Broadcasting Company interrupts all of its programs to bring you a special broadcast. We have made radio contact with NBC reporter Guthrie Jansen aboard an Army Air Force plane somewhere over the islands of Japan. NBC is calling in Guthrie Jansen.
Once this badly knocked down,
it is this video.
Just a last back over the target now.
A few minutes ago, as we came in over the harbor, we sighted a prisoner of war, Sam. We were sorry we didn't have a lot of supplies
to... You have just been listening to Guthrie Janson over Japan. We return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Do I have to do all the work around here?
We'll be driving six flights to Lincoln's when she comes.
Please.
Welcome home, boy.
Hello, Ma. Hello, Pa. Well, I'm home. Pa, you sure look seedy.
Well, why shouldn't I look seedy? I've been eating watermelon in a headwind.
Come in and sit, Zeke. I'll shoo the hogs out and make room for you.
Ma, you shouldn't ought to let the hogs live in a house. It ain't healthy.
Well, why ain't it? The hogs ain't caught nothing yet.
Well, how about that one? He sure looks pretty mangy to me.
Why, that's your brother Spike.
Spike, boy, look at your brother Zeke. Don't he look right pretty in them city duds?
I can't see. I ain't facing that way.
Oh, come on, Spike. Look, Zeke's a-wearing shoes.
Well, what's he wearing shoes for? Ashamed of his feet?
Same old no-good Spike. But you got me, Ma. Can't expect to hit the jackpot every time.
You sure got to be a fancy dresser, son.
Yep. Remember when I run away 6 years ago? Had to wear the suit I stole off an ox scarecrow.
You sure look better now, son. Had the pants shortened, didn't you?
Had them pressed, too. Well, Pa, I see you've been busy while I've been gone. You finished that building that there doorknob, didn't you?
Yep. Pretty, ain't it? Starting on the door tomorrow.
Zeke, you come back to marry up with Emmy Lou?
Emmy Lou, don't make me laugh, Ma. That hillbilly...
Everybody's getting married up, Zeke. Lem Scraggs is a-hitching with Lizzie Gherkin.
Yep, about time, too. Lizzie's getting on. Gonna be 7 soon.
You know, Lem Scraggs always did go for them older women.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say, Zeke?
No, Ma, I'm a-heading back to that New York town in a day or three. That's the place to be now that the war is over.
The war?
Wait till I get my gun. What war?
Well, I'll be dang. Ain't you got no radio?
Radio? What's a radio?
Don't you even know what a radio is, Spike? It's a thing you listen to and you hear the news and the music and Charlie McCarthy. Say, Charlie will be back on again next Sunday. Gotta remember that.
Say, I'd kind of like to get one of them radios.
Sure, all you have to do is push a button.
Push a button? I knowed there was a catch to it.
Well, I reckon you're a big success in New York, huh, Zeke?
Yeah, money don't mean a thing to me. Why, if I'm in a hurry, even if I only got to go 6 or 7 miles, I think of nothing of taking a streetcar.
Imagine that, Ma.
Say, Pa, they still have them there square dancers down the village on Sunday night?
Sure do, son.
Well, I reckon I'll buy this here jug of corn of yours and go down and show them their hillbillies a new step or two. Don't forget to leave that there lamp burning in the winter so I can get back tonight. Never could find this broken-down old shack without that lamp was lit. Well, see your characters later. I'll be down to get
in. Well, Paul, what you think of your big hero son now?
Shut up, Spike. Ma.
Yes, Paul?
Blow out the lamp.
Well, we got rid of one city slicker. You make a swell hillbilly, Tony. Only to find ourselves faced with a whole band of them. And Spike finally gets up from that rocker to lead his city slickers where no good musician should follow. Here it is, Laura with Carl Grayson at the lyrics.
Thank you.
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The lad that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave the very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Laura, have you made a racket of Laura, Spike?
Well, sure, my friend said it's a feather in my cap.
Oh, brother. They ought to add a lot more feathers and a little tar.
Well, now look, if that's how you feel, I've got a surprise for you. General MacArthur wants me and my band to play in the victory parade in Tokyo.
Well, I can understand that. They said the surrender was unconditional.
You know, Ken, maybe there's something wrong with us. Music lovers buy up Spike's records as fast as they come out.
Ah, music lovers would. They want to put them out of circulation.
Yeah, then why is it a store can get as much money for a record of ours that has cracks in it as they can for a good one?
Because the cracks sound like part of the music.
There must be an answer to that.
I'll help you think up one, Spike, while Ken pours the coffee. Pour it on, Ken.
The best part of a suggestion like this is its daily usefulness. Three times a day and oftener, this applies to you. Yes, at every meal and in between, whenever you're hot and thirsty, the treat of the season, the two-in-one drink, is iced Chase and Sanborn coffee. It's the two-in-one beverage because it combines the best features of cooling refreshment with superfine, flavorful, rich and satisfying Chase and Sanborn coffee. Nothing can take the place of coffee as part of any good meal. And the fame of Chase and Sanborn flavor is a tradition more than 81 years old. So that here in Ice Chase and Sanborn, you get that flavor, that coffee, adapted to the season. No wonder it's being hailed everywhere as the king of hot weather drinks. In the past year, this superb blend brought more pleasure to more people than ever before. And right now, it means double pleasure for you in your iced coffee. Make the most of that. Always ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
As a welcome home song to the men who are now beginning to come back to us, and as my farewell for the summer, here's I'll Be Seeing You.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places. That this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children are asleep. Not true, so wish you well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's bright and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll see you in the morning sun, and when the night is blue, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll seeing you. And every lovely summer's day, and everything that's bright and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll see you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
With this evening's work about finished, ladies and gentlemen, Spike, Tony, and I turn the Chase and Sanborn Show back next Sunday to Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy and their guests, Carmen Miranda and Keenan Wynn. It's been a privilege to spend this summer bringing these shows to service hospitals. If we've been able to make these men forget, even for half an hour, what they've been through and what many of them still must go through before they can again return to a useful, happy role in civilian life, we feel deeply honored. And the thought I'd like to leave with everyone is this. As our war casualties return to civilian life and try to pick up the threads of normal living, let's never forget that they fought to protect us. They took care of us, no matter what the sacrifice. No matter what the sacrifice, let us take care of them. Good night.
Thank Captain E.F. Yeager and Lieutenant Lyle Guslander for this fine day here at the United States Maritime Service Training Station at Catalina Island, California. And don't forget next week when Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy will be back on the air with two great guests, Keenan Wynn and Carmen Miranda, and I'll be there too. Week when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee, coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Ken Carpenter speaking from Catalina Island, California. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 8 out of every 10 say royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, royal desserts taste more delicious. Ask the folks who use them. 1,526 Royal users told why they always want Royal. And 8 out of every 10 declared, Royal desserts taste more delicious. Many especially mentioned Royal vanilla pudding. So delicate in flavor, they said, always just right. Truly delicious with fruits as a pie filling or cake filling. And so smooth, creamy textured, requires no sugar. Get Royal vanilla pudding or Royal chocolate or Royal butterscotch. Whatever your grocer has, they're all wonderful. That's why women buy more Royal puddings than any other kind. And don't forget those tangy, fruity Royal gelatin desserts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 out of every 10 say, Royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal desserts taste more delicious.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.